Hey guys, this is Jeremy Mattingly coming at you with your Crappie Monster Fishing Report. Make sure and tune in right here on WXBC every Thursday morning right around 8:30, and we'll let you know what's going on down at the lake. Well guys, for this week, I've got to say it's hot. That's all I can say. It is hot, hot, hot. Fishing's good, and the sun is up, so I'm going to tell you to go early and leave early, or go late and leave it dark. The striper have been jumping around Cave Creek area about an hour before dark, so you can pull in there and catch you some stripers. White chartreuse curly tail, crappie monstrous mega grub is doing a real good job. Pitch into them in the middle of the jump and just slow reel through them, and you'll end up getting hit. Great time for you and the family to go out there. There's less boat traffic right at dark is what there is in the center of the day. If you do want to go out in the middle of the day after the striper, start looking at main lake points and start pitching and dropping somewhere between 10 to 14 foot deep. That's about where they've been hanging on those points. The crappie are complete full-blown summertime pattern. They are deep. They're on main lake structure. Slip bobber or a cast and retrieve method seem to work best. Right now, the best colors on those are realistic colors. Crappie Monster has an Ozark Smoke and a Margarita in a small fry that work extremely well. We have Icicle in the uppercut that works really well for this technique. Also, they're being caught on live bait as well. So you can try some minnows. Stop in there at Tom and Al's, check them out, grab your minnows to stock up on your Crappie Monster. And outside of that, guys, that's about all we got for you. The catfish are still nesting, it looks like. So until next week, be safe, have fun, and as always, wear your life jacket, guys. We'll see you next week.